Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, they do more than keep the lights on for you. They keep the heat on for you, too. I mean, if you care about that sort of thing. You know, it's interesting. I'm looking out on social media, and I'm seeing all these restaurants. I think even a federal government office building in Billings, Montana, they're saying, you know what, we're going to shut down the office for the day. So everybody's posting these. We have an important announcement. Due to the severe cold weather, we are shutting down for today, but we'll be back with you tomorrow. Well, here at Montana Talks, we've got an important announcement as well. Due to the severe cold weather in Montana, we have decided to bring in the Joker from X to heat things up on the radio this morning. John Jackson in the house. Great to see you. Thanks for being with us here.
I have an important announcement, too, Harry.
Okay, wait. Let me get the warning in first. Warning, whenever John is in studio, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. You might get offended at some point this morning, but then again, every now and then I'll offend you, too. So,
important announcement, everybody. Cannonball! the Anchorman reference, Ron Burgundy there. Had to do it.
Goulet. So we got a message here on the Montana Talks. Actually, in all seriousness, one important announcement is that our phone lines are apparently frozen up today. So instead of calling into the show, send us a message on the Montana Talks app, and I can read your message, or we can call you. I can call you through the computer and get you on the show that way. I know we've got at least one listener that wants to take advantage of that. So we're going to call her in about 15 minutes or so and take her phone call that way. If you want to be heard on this show, message us your phone number on the Montana Talks app and we'll call you. But we got a message already here. App Patriot Girl in Charlotte, North Carolina, one of our friends from X, Twitter, as some people still call it. She must be listening in to some of the Montana news this morning because she messaged us this. Anyone who gets on a snowmobile when it is 55 below needs to have their head examined. I would disagree. Look, when you get snow, you got snow. Get out there and enjoy it. And also, like, this is good training. Make sure you got the right gear. Make sure your gear works. This is a good training environment out there.
It is, and I can't really push back on that too much about having your head examined because, you know, it's like Johnny Dangerously, I did that once. I mean, once. And now I'm always focused on that. When I'm going to make a trip to the cabin in the wintertime, I mean, minutely looking at that weather report, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, that can be, it's miserable, but it can also be life-threatening, too, if you have some kind of breakdown, some kind of injury, something like that out in the middle of there. It's not good.
Some people will travel all the way to Yellowknife. I think it's that Alberta, just to get training like what you get the opportunity to experience here today.
So you knew your bosses were getting ready to screw with you hard when they would say that. We have a training opportunity here.
We've got a great school. It's in Yellowknife, Alberta in January. All right. Feels like today, doesn't it? All right. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. We'll call you if you want. Message us on the Montana Talks app.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So speaking of Alberta, Canada, John, did you watch President Trump's Super Bowl interview with Brett Baer before the Super Bowl? Did you watch any of that?
Pieces of it, yeah.
What stood out to you?
The thing that immediately stood out to me was right at the end of the interview where Brett Baer hits him, hey, is J.D. Vance, you know, are you going to endorse him to be your successor? And Trump immediately pops up and says, he says, no, you know, but we're just starting here and he's doing a great job and on and on. And see, I think that comes from the Mike Pence thing, is that Trump is not going to outright commit yet until he sees how J.D. performs over these next 4 years, because he saw how Pence stabbed him in the back.
Well, I think also beyond that, I think Donald Trump is looking for people that deliver results. He's not just propping up people because they're in his circle or because they're his running mate or his buddy. And so he's basically saying, like, hey, you want to be the next president of the United States after he just has, unfortunately, this short 4 years. You got to earn your spot with the American people. And I think that's also where that's coming from, which is great to see, because, again, this isn't your typical Washington, D.C. politician that's just playing the same old games and just trying to climb the ladder and lift his buddies up along with him while holding down the American people.
If you really you can kind of figure out who somebody is, really, if you watch them, if they are, say, a Twitter person. And they're on there regularly every day, you know, putting out different news articles and their thoughts on things. If you follow that person for a couple of weeks and see, you get a good window into who they are. You watch J.D. Vance over these last months, man. I mean, he lays the frickin' wood to these people, and he is not politically correct in how he does it either.
Oh, it's great. I mean, even when... because I think he's Catholic, but when you saw some of these elements from the Catholic community trying to do the woke virtue signaling, whether it's on illegals or anything else, he just, in a doctrinally sound way, now I'm not Catholic, so but it appeared to me that in a doctrinally sound way, he just totally shot their woke nonsense down from a doctrinal perspective that I just thought was brilliant. But speaking of President Trump's Super Bowl interview with Bret Baier, I was talking about how people will go to they will travel to Yellowknife to get cold weather training like you get to experience here today in Montana. Bret Baier asked President Trump, is Canada becoming the 51st state a real thing? And President Trump said, yeah, it is. And Molly Hemingway says, I'm open to Alberta, but that's about it. We'll take Alberta, but I don't know about the rest of Canada. But maybe she doesn't know our friends from Saskatchewan, I guess.
Well, Trump, you know, it's the art of the deal. And, of course, he is – we all know, anybody that's followed President Trump for 8 years now or 9 years, he is absolutely trolling them 100% on this deal. He has no intention of ever making Canada 51st state. He also has no intention of building Trump Tower over there on the shores of Gaza, okay? It's all a chess move. It's making this push to get the other guy to move here, to get the other guy to move there. But I love it because, you know, Trudeau and all those whack jobs up there in Canada, I love how he's trolling them.
Looking at the cold temperatures across Montana, this was just the wind chill forecast. Just the wind chill forecast for parts of the state of Montana from the National Weather Service office. Havre has it at 52 below zero. That was for the forecast, though, so there might have been colder wind chills than that experienced this morning. I'll check the Montana weather hashtag to see if we've got some updated numbers. Lewistown had a forecast of 40 below zero with the wind chill, 44 below in Great Falls, 51 below in Cutbank, 47 below in Browning. So that's just a snapshot of what was forecast. It'll be interesting to see what the actual wind chills were here earlier this morning. The good news is that today is the coldest day of the week. They're telling us that the rest of the week, while it will be dangerously cold, it won't be as dangerously cold as it was this morning.
You know what you like? You look at that beautiful blue sky sunshine out there today. And I don't think there's very much, at least right here, there's not very much wind. So that can take some of the sting out of it. But, oh, boy, you put, say, a 15, 20-mile-an-hour wind on top of those temperatures, and, I mean, it just sucks the fun out of life. I mean, you are really just, like I said, you find it difficult to get that right combination of clothing, particularly for your head, your feet, and your hands, that keeps you actually warm. You're kind of just surviving.
Oh, it looks like we do have updated numbers. I just saw the National Weather Service office on the Montana weather hashtag on X. This is from National Weather Service Great Falls. So I haven't seen what Glasgow or Missoula or Bozeman offices are reporting, but this is from Great Falls. Chinook, 48 below zero. This was minimum wind chill reports. This was as of 8:48, so about a half an hour ago. 48 below in Chinook, 42 below in Tostin, which is near Townsend, 52 below zero in Great Falls, Oh, some other ones for you. 43 below in Denton. The Bozeman Pass, 40 below zero. Cutbank Airport, 49 below zero. The Havre Airport was 50 below zero. Let me see if we got Elk Park in Jefferson County, 53 below zero. Chester, 52 below zero. I'm trying to look for the lowest of the lows here. I think Havre had it. Yeah, Havre has it. Havre had it. 60 below zero was the wind chill in Havre, Montana earlier this morning. So
you got to cue up the freaking Hank Jr. song, Cutbank, Montana. It was colder than well diggers' ankles in Cutbank, Montana.
Well, and I sent out the Havre has it tweet. And another friend on X says, you can have her. You can have her at 60 below zero. All right, let's see. We'll call you. Kat in Sydney, we're going to call you through our computer because our phone lines are still frozen up here. But message us on the Montana Talks app if you want us to call you. We're going to call Kat right now, and then she'll be on right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Phone lines are frozen. There we go. The mic's on now. Okay. Yeah, he muted me just so I could check in on our caller during the break there. But yeah, our phone lines are frozen up this morning. The little Telos system, or Telos, however you call it, is frozen up. So instead of you calling us, we'll call you. Message us your phone number on the app, and then we'll call you. But hey, if not, if you just want to, you know, skip out on it, that's all right, because we got John Jackson, the Joker from X, in here, and he's hilarious. Oh, I see Rick just called in. He wants to, or messaged us. He wants to be on too. So I'll call you, Rick. We'll call you next. First, we've got Kat in Eastern Montana on the phone lines. Kat, well, great to call you. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, some frozen phone lines, Aaron, isn't going to stop me. But let me tell you, good morning, Aaron and John. Thanks to our veterans. I just want to pipe in here about Montana's education system. It's falling behind. We rank 30th nationally. That isn't saying much at all. Our Montana students face serious challenges. 68% of eighth graders don't meet math standards. 72% of eighth graders aren't reading at grade level. 70% of Montana's high school grads aren't ready for college and need remedial courses. Meanwhile, 44 states and Washington, D.C. have embraced school choice programs empowering parents with options like vouchers, tax credits, charter schools, and education savings accounts. But leave it to Montana to fall behind to be one of the last states for school choice. School choice has great benefits, and some of those are, like I said, tax credits, a Citizens Oversight Council for accountability, and scholarships. But Aaron, just like every other darn bill, we have Republicans who our governor endorsed, voting against the will of the people. So, Governor, if you're listening, get your endorsements in line. You answer to the people, not special interest groups. We need it passed. No bill is perfect. Vote yes on HB 320. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
All right, Kat, thanks for joining us on the show this morning. And, if you want to be heard on the program, you can message us and we'll try to share your message, or we'll call you. Rick, I'll get to you in a second here. And Rick, what's going to happen is I'll call you and I won't do the, hey, it's Aaron here. Hey, what's going on? You'll just hear John and I yapping. And then when I go to you, we'll go to you. So, because we're doing it live.
We're doing it live.
O'Reilly, we're doing it live here. One thing that Kat's phone call just brought to mind here, John, is I said it on the radio yesterday, and I'll say it again today. If we want to make Montana great again, we have got to reinvigorate our mining and our timber industries, especially in western Montana. Our economy is doing well, but if we really want our economy to do well for everyday working men and women, Montanans who've grown up here, whose families homesteaded here, we've got to reinvigorate, you know, mining and timber. And I said that on the radio, I think yesterday. And then, boom, Senator Steve Daines sent out a tweet. The facts are clear. the Libby Exploration Project will provide Montana mining jobs and boost our economy without harming our beautiful lands. And so this was a letter sent to the chief of the U.S. Forest Service, basically, you know, and it was signed by the entire four-man congressional delegation. And so that was great to see that they are focused on this aspect of making Montana great again as well.
And you saw, I think, it all, for me, legally, it all comes back to that Chevron decision.
Yes.
I think it may be last summer, if I'm remembering right. That Chevron decision out of the Supreme Court effectively killed the administrative state. And that's out of all of the agencies, most particularly the EPA and some of these other ones that you're referencing there, is that they no longer... Bureaucrats can no longer create these regulations that by their force become law. You can't do that. Only the Congress can do that. So therefore, that should unleash, like you're talking about, Aaron, oil, timber, everything, coal, everything.
Yeah, and all these other absurd regulations that Obama, Clinton, Biden, every single one of them that they put into effect through basically bureaucratic fiat.
Yep.
Congress didn't pass a law telling them they could do that, but they said, well, we're just, you know, tie goes to us, so we're going to say that we get to do this now. No, the Supreme Court said, no, unless Congress told you can do something, you can't do it. And so think of all the things that should be undone now as a result of that new Chevron decision as well. Okay, let me see. I placed a phone call to Rick. Let me see. Rick, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, yep, I hear you. Hold on, that reminds me, I got to just adjust the audio one more time. I don't know why it makes me do this every single time. Okay, go ahead now, Rick. What did you want to share? Your audio should be good now.
Well, I just sent you a screenshot, wasn't looking for a call, of the minus 29 in Glendive this morning. So we actually had a state record here when I looked at the before dawn. We were colder than ever.
Were you? What were you?
Minus 29. That was without wind chill. That was straight out. And I'd sent a note that I'll put another log on the fire because we're looking forward to seeing you here on Friday, Saturday.
We'll be there Friday.
Good. Good. Are you going to be here Saturday as well?
I got to get back, especially with it being Valentine's Day Friday. Got to get back to the missus. But we will be there Friday broadcasting live from the Glendive Agri-Trade Expo again. So you're going to come down and see us. You want to join us on the microphone as well?
Well, we'll come down and see you. I don't know about joining you on the microphone. I'm not that great a talker, but sure like to meet you again. And we saw you last year at the Gates Show, and you're very welcome here.
Well, you're too kind. Well, we look forward to it. So, yeah, so Haver might have had you on the wind chill, but you guys might have had him on the straight-up cold temperatures without the wind chill. So that's worthy of an award in itself.
It was just a 54 on the wind chill. So, you know, but it was cold. My cats didn't want to go out.
I remember, you know, our friends that would get us into the Gates Show, there was a, you know, sometimes it could be 60 degrees and sunny. Sometimes it could be sunny and chilly like it is today. But either way, it's always good being there. But I remember one year it was cold like this. And the guy who got us into the Gates Show, he's got a diesel pickup. He just left it running all night. He's like, I'm not even going to turn this thing off. I'm just leaving the diesel running all night. Don't tell the climate activists that one.
Oh, no. Well, we need that to warm it up a little bit, you know, get a little more diesel up there in the air.
Well,
warm up this globe.
If the diesel doesn't keep you warm, the hot beef sandwiches at the Gates Show on Friday will warm you up. Rick, we look forward to seeing you. Thanks so much for letting us call you here this morning on the show. Yeah, can't wait to see you Friday morning. Come down. We'll have open microphones if you or anybody else wants to join us on the mic, or if just to say hi, please do that as well. That was a great phone call there. That was a nice surprise because I got the phone number. I didn't know where Rick was from, but a nice surprise Glendive caller there.
He's talking about the cold again, and it struck me driving in this morning. You look out and see, you know, a couple of the factories and the plants here in Billings, because it's so cold, the steam that they generate on a regular basis that you never even pay attention to, it looks like a forest fire out here this morning because of all of that steam hitting the just frigid cold air. I mean, look at that. I mean,
that's the sugar beet factory.
You see that from a ways off, you're like, oh my God, the plant's on fire, you know?
That's why today is the day that the liberals will go to Colstrip. Now, they won't do their protest outside because there's no global warming, but they will take photos to show you all the pollution. That's steam.
Yeah, steam.
Not
yeah,
pollution,
yeah.
That's steam. But anyway, today's the day they'll go. Well, it might be a little too sunny. They're going to wait for a cloudy day. You need steam and clouds. They got to be really dark clouds, too.
Yeah, steam.
Really give the effect.
Yeah.
And then they'll give those pictures to the liberal media, and then that's the pictures the liberal media uses all the time so that they can, you know, kick their own businesses in their backyard in the teeth, you know.
I was over there one time for a cross-country meet at Colstrip. Have you seen that orange mushroom cloud that'll come out of the plant over there? I was at a restaurant, and I see this thing, and I'm like, it truly was a massive orange mushroom cloud. So I asked the gal at the Subway, I'm like, what? Is it an accident at the plant? She goes, no, that's just the dust that they blow out every day. It's fine, you know, settle down.
Kick the dust up. You could have a country song with that one. Kick the dust up. Another public service announcement here, John. You know, I mentioned that due to the severe cold weather, we have invited the Joker from X to heat up the show for us here this morning. Frank in Malta with KMMR also has an urgent public service announcement for us as well. Due to the severe cold weather, our happy arses are still broadcasting. So there they go. There you go.
He's referring to us. Is
well, and him too. Yeah,
oh,
him
okay,
too.
Right.
They, them as well, you know. I don't know where the they, thems are today, but they're not out protesting the natural gas plant or Colstrip today, that's for sure.
I'm going to say probably not, yeah.
Probably not, yeah. Okay, John Sinrud, I think I'm calling you right now. So if you answer that weird phone number that's probably coming in, that's me calling you from the computer. John, what do you got scribbled down there on your stack of stuff that you want to share with us here today?
Well, real quick, our favorite congenital, pathological, sociopath liar, Jamie Raskin.
Oh, I thought Fauci. I thought it was
well, there's a lot of them, but Raskin is definitely up there, top 10. He's definitely all conference. But he's out there now calling for the impeachment of Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a contractor and a private citizen, you effing moron, okay? impeachment is for government officials. This is a congressman that doesn't know the difference or even what impeachment is used for.
Yeah, the same guy who wrote a book about how Dick Cheney stole the election in the year 2000, and then he's teaming up with Liz Cheney to try to block Donald J. Trump from becoming president again because Donald Trump questioned the 2020 election results. So it's okay for you to question the 2000 results and to bash Dick Cheney and then 20 years later team up with Liz Cheney.
Miss Piggy.
For the same thing. All right. John, I tried to call you, but I wonder if we got the phone number wrong, if it was supposed to be a 406 number instead of what was sent to us.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
U.S. pork exports eclipsed both previous highs in volume and value in 2024. That's according to data published by USDA and analyzed by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. December pork exports totaled just over 260,000 metric tons, slightly below last year's large volume, while value increased 1% to $771.8 million. The results pushed 2024 volume to 3.03 million tons, up 4% from the previous year, and topped the previous high set in 2020. Export value totaled $8.63 billion in 2024, 6% above 2023's record. Pork export efforts delivered a value of $66 per head of slaughtered pork. As for beef, December beef exports totaled over 119,000 million tons, 1.5% higher than the prior year, while value rose 4% to just under $900 million. Full-year beef exports were 1.29 million tons, down 0.5%, while value increased 5% to $10.45 billion.
I got you, John.
Market diversification delivered a value of $415 per fed head slaughtered for beef. USDA also says lamb exports trended higher than the previous year in both volume and value. I'm Lane Northland.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, John Sinrud in Kalispell, stand by. I got him queued up on my computer phone here, so we should be able to get a chance to hear from him as well. John, I could hear you during the break, but I was trying not to communicate with you because if I turned my microphone on, we'd cover up the Farm and Ranch report, et cetera, there. So, yeah, our normal phone lines appear to be frozen this morning. And so instead, we're calling you. Message us on the Montana Talks app, and then we can call you. Grandpa Lou in Billings just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app when it comes to legislation in front of the House Human Services Committee in the Montana House of Representatives. He says, call the House Human Services Committee and vote yes on House Bill 377. 406-448-4800 is the switchboard number. He says, parents' rights to have access to their children's medical info. John Jackson, I haven't had a chance to really dive into this one in too much depth yet, but what we're hearing out there, what is already floating around social media, Emily Daniels in Bozeman shared this. You know how you take your kids to the doctor, you take your kids to the hospital, and now they have these online charts, right, where you have your info and you can schedule appointments. And they're apparently saying if your kids are, I can't remember if it's 12 or 13 years old, you as the parent don't have a right to get their information anymore. So you can drive them to the hospital, you can get them, you can pay for the hospital visit, you can take them home and be responsible for them as the parent, but some of these hospitals are now trying to say that you don't have a right to get access to this important health information.
I just did this. I mean, like, you're talking a month ago, because I take my daughter in to do a re-up, because she's such a good athlete, we're getting some baseline stuff on different vitamins and hormones and everything. And I take her back in for a recheck. And this whole time, I have her on that portal. She's on my portal. And now they tell me, no, you have to do a – she has to have her own account that she then gives you permission to access. And you know, this is a 16-year-old minor here.
That's right? Outrageous. That's outrageous that they would tell parents you can't have access to your kids' health information. I mean, wow. I mean, just the gall of these people to think that they can get away with this.
And I keep questioning this lady about how, when, what, why, how. And she cannot explain why all of a sudden I have to do this.
Parents' rights are in the United States law. It's part of U.S. law about parents' rights. Oh, I guess hospitals can just say, yeah, we don't care what the law is anymore. And why is this especially concerning? Because, you know, it's crazy enough that some public schools and some hospitals have tried to hide information from parents concerning, you know, things like abortion or transgender procedures. But now you're trying to hide everything from parents. Wow. So, yeah, I haven't had a chance to scan this legislation, but Grandpa Lou says this is House Bill 377. All right, Grandpa Lou, thanks for that message. Let's see. Chris in Manhattan says, even though it's 20 below in the Gallatin Valley, you can step outside, and if you listen carefully, you can hear the sound of snowflakes melting. Must be with all the Trump news out there, all the good Trump news, huh?
Hank Jr., play that Hank Jr. song, bro.
Well, should we do the big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down, the Waylon Jennings song.
Speaking of that, in financial news, just so everybody knows, the Vietnam dong has fallen to a new low. So I think we need to get big balls on top of that story.
Some people are wondering what these references are. I'm not even going to try to explain. You'll figure it out. Just Doge and big balls And then to have some fun with it, play some Waylon Jennings, and you'll thank me later. All right, let's see. John Sinrud, can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, great. Well, good to hear from you.
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to say one thing about the individual judge in Missoula that said the binary or non-binary kid. The Department of Justice in the driver's license screwed up, and it's his right or her right to put down non-binary or binary. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I know you're probably getting a little echo. I've heard some people say when we call them through the computer, they get a little bit of an echo. So, yeah, give us your thoughts. Normally, I would do more of a back and forth, but since you're getting an echo, just give us your thoughts, and then we can react after that.
Okay, perfect. So the new symbol that should be placed on non-binary or binary is a 0 and a 1, or a 0, 1 with a circle around it and a strike through. That's your sex.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks for putting that one on our radar, and I know you're getting a little bit of echo in your headset there, so I appreciate you bearing with us here with our phone lines frozen this morning. But, John, I don't know if you heard about this story. John Sinrud, thanks for calling in. John Jackson, I don't know if you saw this. So a liberal blog written by the disgraced former publisher or editor from the Billings Gazette had this headline: Missoula judge finds that the DMV discriminated by not issuing a driver's license that allowed for non-binary to be put on the driver's license. And so this again just shows, and this was a liberal judge in Missoula, Shane Van Atta, who made this decision. I mean, again, this is just the quicksand that you're seeing the Democrat Party is stuck in. They cannot move off of this topic. They keep pushing this radical transgender agenda. The people of Montana, the American people, have had it with this nonsense. If you're born a boy, if you're born a girl, that's what's on your birth certificate. That's what's on your driver's license. However you want to dress up, do your thing. But don't expect official documents to make up a lie so that you can then use the document to invade a woman's locker room or to take away a girl's opportunity in sports.
Well, what the American people said back in November, really big and loud, was that we are done with this Adam bullshit, okay? We're done with it. But see, here's a very, very important that everybody needs to always remember. These communists out here, these communist Democrats, they do not care what you think. And just because you voted against them and their entire agenda and their entire message does not mean they will ever stop for 1 second or moderate for 1 second. And here's the kicker. Always remember this. Communists will never stop on their own. They must be stopped.
Well, and that's why they are still trying to push this, what I think now is very clearly an evil agenda with what they're trying to do, chopping body parts off of kids, trying to divide Americans along every, cultural, social, economic line. On a lighter note, one of our good Democrat friends, and he's a real nice guy, he's very anti-Trump, he was very pro-Biden, but he's a nice guy. Do you remember when we got a phone call from our friend in Poplar? And I had to laugh because he was joking. He's like, oh, yeah, you and John here, you guys are, sitting there in your Trump underwear, because he was mocking the fact that, we've been very pro-Trump. And so anyway, do you remember that phone call?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, when we're at the SHOT Show in Vegas, do you remember the WSI clothing guys that come through?
Oh, yeah.
They have the socks. And so they make cold weather gear, like for NFL players. So, like when the quarterback puts his hands in the little, fuzzy hand warmer, they use Arctic fox fur for that to keep their hands warm. Well, this year, you must not have been sitting at the desk when I was sitting there at the SHOT Show. I now have MAGA boxers. Look at that. I've got Make America Great Again boxers. So Denver and Poplar would be very pleased to know that I now officially have Trump underwear.
Aaron, I'm going to have to just tell everybody here that I'm filing a sexual harassment lawsuit against you as of now because, I mean, no kidding, and no way am I kidding at all. Aaron just showed me his underwear right here in the studio.
Hey, it's getting cold outside. It's getting cold outside, yeah.
I mean, I thought what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas, bro. You didn't have to tell everybody right here.
You spent enough time in Fort Benning that when a brother gets cold. Hey, speaking of Fort Benning, for those of you guys that didn't hear yet, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has now, they're no longer calling it Fort Liberty. None of us called it Fort Liberty anyway. Joe Biden changed the name of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, they've now changed it back to Fort Bragg. So they just did away with that nonsense. Tom in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app. He says, I also never stopped using the name Fort Benning. Officer basic course, all sorts of specialty courses, the advanced course, my first company command. Some of my best memories of a 20-year career were at Fort Benning. That is from Tom, U.S. Army retired. Tom, thanks for your service. Thanks for your message. But yeah, I just love the fact that Trump is just coming in and just taking all this stupidity from the last 4 years and just throwing it in the trash can.
And I tell you what, it looks like to me, I hope they are just ignoring these judges and driving on. I hope they're doing that.
Well said. Okay, quick break. Message us on the Montana Talks app if you got something to share. And then I know John's got some stuff scribbled down as well. Hey, yep, you got to be gender neutral. You can't say bull sale. You can't say bred heifer, steer, or, well, anyway, the gender neutral cattle auction. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, our producer Caden came in the studio and he's like, it's a good thing we ain't live streaming this thing right now. And then John Jackson is like, oh, it was like Forrest Gump. You know, oh, boy, I'd like to see that. You know, well, here's the Trump boxers right here. Yeah, I got the MAGA. You know, it's like when Marky Mark would have the boxers above the belt line, you know, the flannel boxers back in the day, you know. But it says MAGA, Make America Great Again, WSI clothing. I think they're out of Minnesota, although I don't know why they haven't left Minnesota yet like everybody else. But anyway, cool company. And really comfortable cold weather gear. Here we go. This is the clip from one of the best movies of all time, Forrest Gump, that the Joker was referencing during the break.
The ceremony was kicked off with a candid speech by the president regarding the need for further escalation of the war in Vietnam. President Johnson awarded 4 medals of honor to men from each of the armed services.
America owes you a debt of gratitude, son. I understand you were wounded. Where were you hit?
In the buttocks, son.
Oh, that must be a sight. I'd like to see that.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes. Oh, the and the guys in the barber shop back in Greenbow, Alabama. Whoa!
The difference is that LBJ actually asked to see that.
You did not ask to see that.
I did not ask. I was victimized by it.
Well, you got a smile on your face. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Let's see. What else? John, you got scribbled on your little list there of things to possibly. Oh, before you get to that, some dude in Bozeman just messaged us. They disagree with you, John. Communists absolutely do care what you think. That's why they censor and control the narrative. A fair point. Touche there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they want to shut you up for sure. We know censorship is number one. I mean, you got censorship out there, climate change, Ukraine. I mean, you're talking about the legs of the stool out there. Major is censorship around the world. And it turns out, as they dug into all the USAID stuff, that's what they were also funding around the world, was censorship everywhere.
That's right. Okay, what do you got on the list there?
Yeah, you know, we got the budget coming up. CR is coming up here in March. And the Democrats, this guy named Andy Kim, is already, he's threatening he's going to shut down the government over this. Well, you know, all we heard from the Republicans for the last 4 years is that we had to do everything that Joe Biden and the Democrats wanted because they controlled the Senate and the presidency. So, see, now we control all three. Okay, first of all. And second of all, we are trying to cripple this corrupt monster government right now. So, wait, you're threatening us with shutting down the government? I mean, oh, hell no, don't throw me in that briar patch. I mean, absolutely 100% shut down this government. Yeah,
that was like
right away.
That was like last week when, you know, China responds to tariff threat from, you know, from Trump, and China says they'll investigate Google. Oh, no, don't investigate Google. Oh, that'd be awful if you investigated Google. Go after Google all you want. Those guys have been interfering in our elections. They've been, you know, I mean, yeah, go after them all you want.
I mean, that's exactly what needs to happen here. This is our, we're in charge now. This is our budget. And the Republicans need to put this up with massive cuts in it. And if the Democrats won't go along, they shut down the government. That's what they did to us for 4 years.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking a lot about this crazy funding that's been exposed in the U.S. Agency for International Development. And, you know, one of the things that was really outrageous is how our taxpayer dollars by the millions, tens of millions, $26 million to outlets like Politico, basically where the left-wing Biden regime is propping up and funding the left-wing media. Secretary Doug Collins, this is a headline at thedailywire.com. New VA Secretary Doug Collins saves the VA $180,000 just by terminating subscriptions to Politico. There you go. There's $180,000 that can go to our veterans instead of some liberal journalist, you know, pushing the left wing's narrative.
Elon Musk puts out a tweet here just an hour ago this morning, and he is dead on this. The reason they don't want him and Trump or the Treasury Secretary into those accounts is what Elon said this morning. He says, I guarantee you that the fraud we will find inside of the entitlements, that's Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, all that, will dwarf any or all the other waste, fraud, and abuse combined is right there. And that's why they don't want Elon or anybody in those records.
Yeah, I think we can also find some Montana examples, which is why we need like more of a Montana DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. Now, the governor's had a great red tape relief initiative, but Western MT News, if you go to my X account, there's Western MT News. I shared something that they pulled together. Taxpayer dollars being funneled, probably federal, but you never know if they figure out a way to get sneaky and get state dollars as well. The Montana Human Rights Network, which is a left-wing hate group. Our taxpayer dollars are getting funneled to the Montana Human Rights Network, which is a left-wing hate group. No way should they be getting a dime from we the people.
Oh, heck no. That's you have to stop on that. What was that 2 years ago, Aaron? They had some of these hotels here in Billings, I heard, that were full up with homeless people and illegals. That was federal money, but being dispersed through a Montana government office. You're like, what?
Yeah. Hey, good Google news. They changed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America on Google Maps. So there's some good Google news. Good.